WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
Hey, another day, another dime. Welcome, everyone, to the Life Strong Podcast. I am your host, AC, and I am very excited today because today we have an extraordinary guest that is going to assist us with some professional assistance, some of her expertise in the area of relationships. So as we already know, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and we've been on lockdown status for almost 2 months, if my recollection serves me correct. We have all kind of I've seen all kind of memes on Facebook and people making a joke of the situation that people actually have to be in relationships. So today we are going to discuss how we can be in any relationship while we don't have the ability to leave or be separate from anybody or any individual when we feel the need to. And on today, I have a very special guest. She is, if my memory serves me correctly, you have a area of expertise in family and is it family and relationships? Educate me a little bit.
Yeah, I have my license in marriage and family therapy.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest on today, Miss Janelle. Is it Dossie?
Yes.
Awesome. I said it right. Yes. All right. So Miss Janelle, yes, Dossie. Right. All right. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on today. I'm elated because I'm ready to get down to brass tacks, so to speak, and discuss this. Now before we go any further, I want to put my disclaimer out there on this episode that we're going to title Rona and Relationships. I'm going to put my disclaimer out there. Now, my wife is going to hear this interview and I am not necessarily speaking about her. I ain't trying to get divorced over an interview. All right. So Miss Dawes, I hope can I call you Janelle first of all?
Yes, awesome. Please call me Janelle.
Awesome. Okay. So, Janelle, we are in the middle of this pandemic, and I hope your family is doing well. I hope you guys are safe.
We are.
Awesome. Awesome. But to say the least, I'm sure this is putting a lot of strain on families, on relationships in particular. What have you seen any hints or any proof of that?
Well, recently a study came out saying that I believe a lot of people over in China filed for divorce after they were completely done with their lockdown situation.
Oh, after?
And so I think that after the lockdown in China, I can't remember the exact percentage, but there's a pretty large percentage, I believe, of people who filed for divorce following their quarantine being up.
Wow.
And part of it, I do think it is a cultural thing. Again, I don't really know too much about the Chinese culture, but from the little bit that I do know, I know that there is they work a lot over there.
Right.
You know, the attitude of being a workaholic. And I believe the women are not they're not like over here in America where we also work a ton.
Right.
They're mostly at home taking care of home. So I can only assume that with them having to be in quarantine with their spouses, where it is completely against the norm, I can imagine how that probably spiked the divorce rate.
So that's
not their way of life.
Well, is that a form of reality just slapping you in the face, where whereas they've worked so hard, and yeah, they were in a relationship, they were married, you know, or what have you, but they were working so hard, they rarely saw each other, so they really didn't have to be confronted with the, you know, the things that come with the relationship, and all of a sudden this quarantine hit, and they had to look at each other.
Right, exactly. They had to look at each other.
Wow, they had to hold a conversation.
And get to know each other.
Yeah,
you know?
Wow. So,
you
know, go ahead.
Uh-huh, go ahead, sorry.
I'm concerned because, granted, like you said, you know, I'm sure the Chinese culture is a lot different from us in the United States. But do you think there is a similar trend headed our way in the United States?
I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I don't think the number will be as large as China.
Okay.
But it would not surprise me at all because a lot of couples really lack communication, and we kind of get a break when we're at work, you know, when we have time apart.
Right.
But if you were already having communication issues prior to the lockdown, then I can only imagine that it was only exaggerated, you know, during this time. And so if you were arguing already, or just, you know, just really struggling with communication, at least, you know, I can go to work, have a moment to calm down, get some breathing space.
Right.
But now having to be in such close quarters, then the communication problems were just, I can only imagine people just not knowing how to properly communicate with each other. And so if we're arguing, then we're going to continue to argue. And where I could get a break before, I'm not getting that break to go to work. And so every time I look at you, I'm getting upset, you know?
Every
time I
look at you.
And so the argument just keeps going. It just keeps going. So I can kind of see it, you know, kind of happening over here as well.
Oh, wow. Now, it's interesting that you said that because you said, you know, on the norm, you know, you have that argument and then you go to work and you're able to decompress and get it out of your system. So when you go back home, you can have that conversation in a more, you know, respectable tone. But it would seem that since you have to have, you know, these conversations, maybe you can't get away right then and there. But it seems like that would, and correct me if I'm wrong, but and educate me. Doesn't that seem like it would strengthen a relationship whereas I can't escape. Now I've got to, you know, I've got to be I've got to confront this thing. Now I've got to be forced to learn, you know, my mate or my spouse's mode of communication, and we've got to talk this thing out like right now.
So that would be the hope.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
That would be the hope. That would be a really good possibility.
Oh, wow.
But the problem is when people's defenses are triggered, they stop listening. Ooh. And so if I'm already on defense mode, then it doesn't matter what that other person's trying to say to me. Even if they're trying to get through and understand where I'm coming from, my defense is already up. Then it's harder for someone to break through that wall.
Ooh.
And so, yeah. And so if you have one partner who is saying, you know, let's talk about it, let's work this thing out, but the other person has put up their wall, it doesn't matter. And so the other person can take that as a sign of rejection, and now we're arguing again.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's deep. That's deep. See, that's that's why we got a professional here, y'all. I couldn't have told you that. Anyway, so I'd have led everybody down the wrong path. Trust me. We'd have saw an uptick. Oh, we'd have saw an uptick fooling with me. So I'm curious. How can we, you mentioned this wall, this defense that people put up. And I guess, and this goes outside the whole realm of, you know, just during the coronavirus, this is just period. When this wall goes up, what are some, can you give us some tips and some tricks as to when an individual's wall goes up, what should the other person, and here's the key word, attempt to do and attempt not to do in order to circumvent that wall?
Right. Gotcha. So what a person definitely should not do is point the finger at the person and start blaming them and say it's your fault.
Oh.
You always do this. You always shut down.
But what if
again,
it is?
That's just going to make that person
but what if
go
it
off.
Is?
What'd you say?
Well, what if it is? No, I'm joking. But I was joking. But what if it is? What if that is reality?
It could possibly be their fault. But when a person has put up their wall, that's the last thing you want to do is remind them that it's their fault.
Okay. All right.
So if the goal is to get that person to talk to you, they're not going to talk to you if you're still pointing the finger at them. You have to be able to soften the wall, right?
Oh,
to be able to get through it. And so,
the goal is still to get through the wall. You just want to soften it first. That's interesting.
You
got to
soften it up first. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So some things that some tips that I can give. So I actually had this couple the other day where I think this was maybe even before the quarantine took place, and they had gotten into a really bad argument. I don't want to necessarily go into the details of what the argument was about, but the wife basically was like, she put up a wall. She was gone. She was not responding to him. Nothing. He was getting no.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Nowhere with it. So after explaining the situation to me, I explained to him that he has to understand her triggers. Her triggers being that she's already emotionally fragile, especially when people lie to her. And so although it was the situation was a he wasn't purposely trying to lie. Let's put it that way.
Okay. It was an accidental lie. Okay.
But it came across as he was lying. And so she already is emotionally fragile as it pertains to people who lie to her and people who betray her. And so both of those things were triggered in that moment. I think they said they were having a great day before all this even happened. But those are the two things that will instantly make her feel shut down if she's lied to and if she feels betrayed. And so when I spoke with him, because she was so upset. She didn't want to talk to me either by the time the session was was held. She told him, you go talk to her. I had to explain to him, you know, even though, you know, you tried to explain yourself, it was too late by that time. She was already shut down. So I told him, go apologize and say, sorry that I betrayed your trust. That will get her to listen, because now you're able to see where you were at fault. And most times when that argument is happening, it is both people that are at fault, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Because either one person isn't listening well enough to be able to hear the other person, or the other person is not communicating. And so, or communicating in a way that is being able to clearly express yourself. And so you have to be able to identify, where did I go wrong?
Right.
And so in that situation, he had to be able to identify what it was that where he went wrong, to be able to then say, sorry, I get it. I get why you got mad. Right?
Okay.
And so that's where you try to understand. That's how you start softening things, is being able to understand exactly what is that person is saying. Because an example I give a lot of my couples is, let's say someone keeps leaving the milk out on the counter, right? And
get out of
you
my
get
kitchen.
Sick of the,
oh,
get the out other of person kitchen. Gets sick of having to put it up every day. Why do you always leave the milk
oh,
out?
Oh, get out my kitchen, Janelle. Get out my kitchen.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so if a person comes in accusatory, as in, you always leave the milk out, how could you, you know, just straight up blaming the person without trying to really get to the root of it. Why is this person possibly leaving the milk out every morning? Maybe they're busy. Maybe they're running around a lot. And so it's being able to identify that part and say, you know, babe, I feel like in the morning you get so bogged down with everything that may be the reason why you're leaving the milk out.
Mm, okay.
Right?
Oh, okay.
And so it's being able to communicate in that way. Or another example I give people is, let's say a husband, every weekend he goes out.
Okay.
To go hang out with his boys. That's his me time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out all night, and the wife is like, you know, why are you never home? You never want to spend time with me. And he'll say, what do you mean? I spend time with you every day.
Mm.
But what she's really trying to communicate is, I'm lonely when you're not here. I feel like we are detaching from each other. But instead of saying that, most times people will just say, you're always gone. Why do you always hang out with the boys? So it's being able to communicate and get to the root of what it actually is, which is I'm feeling lonely.
So, got it. So I'm going back to this because I really like the term that you use when you said soften the wall, because I've never even thought about that. I mean, I've always, and I guess I'm guilty of this. I hit the wall head on and just try to, you know, break it down. You know,
right, exactly.
And to soften it makes so much more sense. You know, when you're having those tough conversations, when you have to have them, and these days and times, we have no getaway. We have no, you know, exit where we can get away and just, you know, decompress and say, okay, look, when we go back in there, because I know when I go back home, oh Lord, okay,
right,
I know she's gonna come at me, but oh my goodness, okay, and by the time, and then you're talking about 8-9 hours, so by the time,
right.
and a lot of times, it doesn't take, you know, I'm blessed, it doesn't take us that long. My wife will call or I'll call, and we'll say, you know what, okay, let's squash this. But again, we've had time to think about it. And now people don't have that time. And so understanding that just hitting that wall head on is not necessarily the best recourse, people. Not necessarily the best recourse. Soften the wall. Okay. Soften the wall. Now, and when you say that, it sounds like it would soften the blow for both of us. Soften the wall for the individual who's got it up, where the impact isn't, you know, so great on their half. And then, you know, when you run into a wall, I mean, that generally hurts you as well. So if you soften the wall,
that's amazing.
So now let me ask you this. So, so that was one tip that you used, just to soften the wall and, you know, reduce that impact, so to speak. Another area where I know, it's very touchy subject, but there should be, I believe, some sort of, I guess, light brought on it, especially in these times where people cannot escape. And that's one area of domestic abuse. So, I guess it's so easy, you know, for people to say, well, if you're in that situation, I hear so many different takes. Well, if you're in that situation, then you must want to be because you haven't left. And we know that's not necessarily the case. We know there are some instances where people can't leave. And now we're in this situation where they are telling everybody, stay home. Don't leave.
Exactly.
Social distancing. What is your take on that? And what should one do that's in that situation?
Right. That when I heard that statistic rising because of what's happening, it's very sad.
Yeah.
And you know, for some people, I think, who are involved in those situations, like you said, you hear people who say, I mean, if you're in it, just get out. Like, it's not that hard.
Right.
But what people don't realize is that they get caught up in what's called a cycle of abuse.
Mm.
And what the cycle of abuse looks like is the person the abuser will be a very kind, sweet person.
Right.
And then they start to, then it becomes, you know, some type of verbal things that they say, and the other person is apologetic about whatever, and then the actual abuse takes place, and then the person is kind again. And so when a person is kind of caught up in that cycle, the one who's the victim, they're always looking forward to when that person is nice to them again, when that person is kind to them again, because it's, well, I know that they have the potential to be a sweet person.
Yes.
And so they're constantly looking forward to that part, and they kind of ignore everything else.
Wow. So it's generally, I never understood that. I'm so glad that you explained it. I never understood that. Me being prior military, I had so many instances where a soldier would be going through that, and I always heard that. And I'm like, what am I missing? And now I completely get it. So it's, they're hanging their hopes on the maybes, or the, I've seen it, so I know it's there, and I just want it to come back.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And even when they see it again, they're like, yeah, that's the person that I know. That's the person I was introduced to. And so they're happy. And then until the abuse starts again.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that's the key. That's the thing that keeps them in. Whether that person is giving them gifts, because you'll hear about a lot of domestic cases where people are, they're getting diamonds, they're getting cars, they're, you know.
Yes.
And it's because that person knows, okay, if I just hold out a little bit longer, I might be able to get this material thing.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
But that's in some cases. That's obviously not at all, because there are different ways where people will show their kindness, you know, but that's what it is. It's that person is looking for that inkling of hope that person will be sweet to them.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I was hoping that just resurfaces. That's crazy. Wow. All right. So, man, this is amazing. So we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to, you know, continue this conversation with Janelle. And one thing I do want to talk about when we come back is, what, pray tell, is your definition of a healthy relationship? And what are some signs that people in these relationships can look for and gauge their own status, so to speak? So we'll be back with all those answers and more with Janelle Dawsey right here on the Life Strong Podcast. Come on back.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready. Before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
And we are back to the Life Strong Podcast, and we are discussing Rona versus relationships. Our relationships during this whole pandemic situation with the COVID-19 virus. And we are here with Janelle Dawsey. And again, educate me. It's marriage and family
therapy.
Therapy. Okay, man. All right, yes. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it before the show's over. All right. So now, so there was one area that I wanted to talk about, and you know, we talked about things as far as, you know, the spike in divorces and, you know, domestic abuse. But what I want to talk about now is healthy relationships and mm-hmm. how a couple can recognize that they actually have a healthy relationship. Now, I do understand this, that a healthy relationship, even though it's healthy, does not come without its share of issues. So I'm right. not saying an issue-free relationship, but a healthy relationship. What are some, how can we identify if we have a healthy relationship?
Right, gotcha. So first and foremost, kind of going back to what I spoke about in the earlier segment about mm-hmm. communication, how well do you communicate to each other? How well do you communicate your wants, your needs to your partner?
Okay.
How well do you communicate your emotions to your partner? And so that will be first and foremost is your level of communication. And that is the thing, again, when you lack communication, that is going to hurt your relationship.
Mm.
When you also lack emotional intelligence, that will also hurt your relationship as well.
Ooh, wait a minute. Can you expound on that? Emotional intelligence. Please expound on that.
Okay. So with emotions are constantly at play.
Okay.
In every conversation that you have. And so if you don't have an awareness of how you feel, then you will never be able to communicate that with your partner. So when you have emotional intelligence, you have self-awareness. And what self-awareness is, being aware of your thoughts, being aware of your feelings. And so if you don't have any idea of what you're feeling, mm-hmm. and again, in American society, we don't really talk about our feelings that much.
Right.
But when you don't know what it is that you feel, and let me just put it out there, we all have like 100 emotions, but we all think that we have like 4.
Okay, you just, okay.
or even less.
Okay, I'm one of those. Okay. Okay. I'm just put me out there. I'm one of those. You said 100, and I, wait a minute, mad, sad, happy. You got me there.
There's 100 plus emotions. It's okay. I told my dad about, you know, emotions. There's actually this thing called the emotions or the feelings wheel. You can look it up online. But I showed my dad the feelings wheel, and he was like, what? I feel like I only experienced one.
Yeah.
Like, daddy.
Whoa.
So at some point, we've experienced, you know, probably about 100 emotions in our lifetime.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me there's over 100. No. Okay. Then there's gotta be a whole lot of us out there that are less than adequate in the area of
emotion.
There has to be, because I did not know there were over 100 emotions. I don't even, I'm going to look at this.
They can be broken down into categories, though, if that helps.
So is that what we generally do? We generally take the emotion and stick it inside of a category, and that's when we're just lost and we don't know what we're feeling?
Yes, and anger is a big one that we will we'll put all our emotions into that one and show our anger. But it's really not anger that you initially feel most of the time. There's other emotions that kind of culminate to create anger.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, all right, man. I'm gonna look at this wheel, cuz I'm gonna get emotionally smart. That's what I'm gonna do. Get emotionally educated.
Cuz like I said in the earlier example about the feeling of loneliness.
Right.
Like, if you communicate that to your partner, "I feel lonely." You know, your partner can be like, "No, you don't." Because how can you tell me how I feel, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when you know your emotions and can identify it, then you're able to hit it head on when you communicate and tell your partner, "Hey, this is what I'm feeling at this moment. I feel worried about our finances." Even if it's just something simple like that, you know, just expressing to your partner, you feel worried. Wow. And I know for men, it's very hard for them to express certain emotions like fear.
Yes.
Because I'm supposed to be this big, strong, tough man.
Yes. Yes. And
I can't come off as scared.
Exactly. And I'm guilty of that. I, 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 I am extremely guilty of that. And I think it has to do with the upbringing and how we're raised. And, oh, boy, you don't cry. Wipe your face.
Absolutely.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep, exactly.
So, and I'm sure that contributes to a lot of our, you know, our lack of emotions. Heck, I guess we weren't allowed to be afraid. So there is one that we just checked off the whole list now. So when I thought I knew, I thought I knew four, I probably only knew three. So you check that one right off the list. I wasn't allowed to have that one. So, and sad.
Okay, so we're down to two.
Angry and happy. That, and you know what? Now that makes complete sense. Angry and happy. So when I was sad, I was really, oh boy. Oh Lord.
Boy. But you can't show that you're sad. But anger is okay in American society. Wow. I can show you I'm angry all day long.
And why,
but really what it is, I'm feeling sad.
But why is that? Why are we not allowed to show sadness? But anger is cool. I'll be angry.
Right. Because with anger, you think you have control. Mm. But when you're angry, you're actually the least out of control.
Whoa.
Because you don't even know what's causing you to be angry.
And you don't care.
You don't even know the feeling.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't know what the root feeling is.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Woo! Okay. All right. So that's number one in a healthy relationship. You guys.
That's number one.
And that went deep. Good Lord. So
the other ones won't be as difficult to get.
Okay.
Oh, I should say that was the last.
Man.
The other one would be your ability to have fun together in a relationship.
Okay.
How do you get along? Do you enjoy being in each other's company? Do you guys laugh together? Can you make jokes together?
Okay.
That would be another sign.
Okay. Good.
See, I told you it's the first one that hit you hard.
Oh yeah, the first one hit me hard. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. First, I'm still reeling. I'm still reeling from that one. I'm gonna go look up this wheel. I promise you this. I'm about to go look up this wheel, and I'm sure. I'm sure my wife knows, so I'm not gonna tell her that I'm looking.
Uh-huh.
She's gonna hear the episode, but I'm not gonna tell her. I'm gonna look up the wheel first. Let her listen to the episode. Then when she hears, she's gonna come to me, and I'm gonna say, "I've already looked it up. I'm ahead of you
right
now." So
right. I'm ready.
I'm gonna be ready.
Right. And the thing is, too, when you express yourself, so let's say, for example, you were to tell your wife, "I feel worried."
Right.
Do you know what that would say to her, or how that would make her look at you?
You know what? To be honest, I'd be afraid of. I'd be cautious of what I thought she would think about me. To be honest.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and that's how most people are. But honestly, your wife would probably be like, the fact that you're coming to her and saying this, she wouldn't view you as weak. She wouldn't view you in that way. She would actually look at you the opposite. And wow. Also be able to say, I got you, and I'm here for you. And you guys would be able to connect on an even deeper level. Because when it comes to intimacy, of course you have your sexual intimacy,
right.
Physical intimacy, mm-hmm. But that emotional intimacy takes your relationship to a whole nother level.
Wow. So and I know one area that if both and walk me through this one. If both of us mm-hmm. are if both parties in the relationship are, and we'll use worried, since we you were mm-hmm. just talking about that. If both of them are worried, my mindset is to always be even though I'm worried, I'm going to be the mm-hmm. unworried person.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that as being strong for her.
For her,
so
right.
So is that
right.
necessarily a good thing?
My husband is the same way,
okay.
honestly. But what it says is what it does is put you both on the same level. And you're able to go through the experience together instead of you trying to be the strong person and leading you guys. It's more of a together type of experience because now I can tell you, I understand, I can validate how you feel
mm-hmm.
and that we will work on this together.
Oh, wow.
So, see, men will be worried and trying to come up with a solution on their own
yes.
and not include their wives.
Yes, I will. I mean, we will. Yes.
Yes. But it's that mutual part of the relationship. It's that partnership.
Oh, wow.
So that would be how you guys would come to that. In that example, that's how, and that's why I said your relationship would get stronger, mm-hmm. because now we're viewed as a partnership instead of me viewing you as better than me, who's able to keep it together. It brings you guys both on that human level to say, you know what? Yeah, we are both going through this, and we can get through it together instead of you just being the person to put everything on your shoulders.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Now let's both carry that weight instead of you trying to carry it on your own.
Oh, wow. This one's supposed to be a session for me, but this is hitting home. I'm going to tell you, this is hitting home. Oh, man. We're going to go ahead and take... Man, okay, so we're going to go ahead and take another break. I'm going to recover. Come back strong, y'all. Come back strong. Right. I'm going to go find my emotions. I'm going to spin this wheel. Yes. Find my emotions.
Yes. Yes.
But when we come back, we're going to continue talking to Janelle, and we're going to talk about some of the things that, some of the things that experts are saying about, you know, this whole pandemic. Lockdown, and one of the things I read was that we should make a plan. And I know right then when I said make a plan, that was foreign to a lot of people, because our plan mm-hmm. was go to work, come home, go mm-hmm. work, come home. Mm-hmm. That plan has changed. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get your thoughts on, number one, what does a plan entail, and number two, where in the world do we start with making a plan in a relationship? All that and more right here on the Life Strong Podcast with Janelle Dawsey when we come back.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready, before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available, because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
We're back on the Life Strong Podcast, and we're here with Janelle Dawsey, and we're here discussing Rona versus relationships. Those are relationships that are being tested and tried during this whole COVID-19 virus pandemic. And I'm learning that I'm guilty of about 90% of what we discussed. I say a strong 90%.
Yeah.
So now, Janelle. Miss Janelle, when we left, I kind of made mention to it. I was reading in the New York mm-hmm. Times when they were saying that experts are saying that you want to make a plan
mm-hmm.
During this whole pandemic lockdown. And that right there struck me as foreign, because mm-hmm. generally, and correct me if I'm wrong, do we have quote unquote plans in relationships?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think it would be good to have plans in relationships.
It would be good. Ah, good. But for the majority of relationships, do we really plan?
I don't think we actually plan in relationships. Mm. We kind of go with the flow with a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
But I think, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
plans are good. I was going to say, you know, you have plans, you make plans for like business plans, mm-hmm. you make career plans, you make plans for your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, there are plans that take place within our life.
Right.
And I do think, you know, just you kind of bring it up, I do think relationship plans are good too. I honestly think that my mom used to tell me this when I was younger. I'm pretty sure, you know, most of y'all have probably heard it. But if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Exactly.
And so planning is very important. You have to have a plan for how you even see the outcome of your relationship.
Wow.
If you plan, you know, time to spend together, then most likely that will be on your calendar, right? If it's, me and my wife are planning on getting together on this day, well, it's on the calendar. But if you never plan it, it's not going to happen.
But aren't we, and it makes complete sense, but aren't we always taught and told the complete opposite? Because in relationships, I've always heard terms such as roll with the punches, or maybe follow someone's lead, or be flexible and adjust to, you know, what I've heard those things, but mm-hmm. and it makes complete, because you mentioned business plans, you mentioned mm-hmm. professional plans, life plans, mm-hmm. children's plans, but I have never heard of a relationship plan, and it makes complete sense. You're in this relationship, and if you're married, you hope to be in it for the long haul, and you don't plan. Where is the relationship headed? Where is the marriage headed? What are your short term goals? These are things I've never heard of in relationship. Business, yes. You know, education, yes. But I've never heard mm-hmm. anything like, oh, what are your short-term goals? You know, the 1 to 5 year plan, and what's the long-term goals?
Right.
I've always...
And honestly, I think, you always hear that, like you said, the roll with the punches.
Yeah.
And I do think that we somewhat have a plan up until we get married.
Mm.
When you're dating, you kind of have a plan.
Mm. Okay.
Kind of.
You said kind of.
Because you know that I'm going to... You know, at some point, whether or not you're going to propose to that person, it's probably not I guess sometimes it can be talked about, right. But you have a plan when you start dating a person in terms of, okay, I know that I want to get married. This is someone that you obviously want to marry. I know I want to get married to this person or propose to this person by next year. And then by 2022, I know I want to get married. And so... You know, and then you have the wedding plans, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like we plan somewhat in a purposeful relationship up until we get married. And then after that, like you said, there is no relationship plan. We're just going with it. We want to spend the rest of our lives together. That's our plan. That's all we got.
Wow. And you're absolutely right. Why is that? Are we just planned out? Because we planned, okay, we want to go through this relationship. We want to. I can remember when me and my wife met. I can remember her plan was, okay, we're going to date a year. This was her plan now.
we're going to date at least
at a minimum a year. And then uh-huh. after that, we can look at, you know, where this relationship was headed and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that plan went out the window. We got married well within a year, but
wow.
It makes that's a whole nother story, but we got married it was much shorter than a year, and we're going 12 mm-hmm. years so far, 12 years so trying to make 13. Lord, don't let it kill me, but it makes complete sense. You have, whether or not they come to fruition is one thing, but you have all these plans about a relationship. And then are we just planned out when we get to marriage? And we're like, you know, well, I've been planning this thing the entire time. I'm good. Is that where we're at? Because it seems like we should have even more plans with someone that you claim you want to spend the rest of your life with.
Right. I don't know if it's that we're planned out or, like you said, we just don't ever think about it. We never hear about having a plan. And so I think that that might be more so what it is. We just don't, we're not intentional with it. Mm. We got married. That was the goal.
That was the goal. Wow. And so, wow. And so we see that as an end goal. Are you, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. That is deep. So, okay. So for people listening, now that we see the error of our ways, where do we start? Where do the individuals in a relationship start with making a plan for their relationship? And maybe right. they've been in the relationship. Maybe, mm-hmm. hey, maybe they've been in this thing for a while. Maybe they're not newlyweds. Maybe, hey, maybe they've been in there for 12 years. Anyway,
right.
But where do we start?
So it would start with just sitting down and having a conversation, even planning to sit down and have a conversation.
Oh, wow.
It needs to be in the plan.
Wow. Okay.
But, you know, just taking time, intentional time to sit down together and plan for what you want your week to look like, what you want your month to look like, what you want the year to look like. What are the goals that we want to accomplish together as a couple this year? So my husband and I actually, we were trying to implement being intentional about when we were going to go on our date nights, when we were going to do family nights and things like that. And so we put it on our calendar, family calendar. Okay, on this date, so I know I have this going on, but on this day, I don't have anything going on. Mm-hmm. And you don't either? Okay, great. Let's make it purposeful to write down that we're going to spend time together on this day. And let's make sure we call babysitters or grandparents or whoever to be able to have our kid. And so it's about having that date on the calendar to say, this is going to be our time. And like I said, you kind of have, you have a week projection as well. So if we want to include Bible study, if we want our relationship to grow spiritually together, okay, when are we going to put this down on the calendar? What time? Because if you don't do any of those things, the likelihood of you guys doing it, like I said, it's not going to happen. You can talk about it all day long. Yeah, we should totally go on a date. Sometimes you may actually do it. But all once right. it's written down, the chances, the likelihood of you actually sticking to it will go up.
Wow. Now, so let's talk. So right about now, that's hard to do. That is
hard to do, right? Because like I said, we had our month planned out and then COVID happened and yes. we didn't get a chance to do it.
Out of nowhere, too. out of nowhere. I mean, I know we saw everything coming, you know, from China and we knew it was coming, but this hit out of nowhere. So what can those do? Because if this is foreign to people planning in their marriage, if this is foreign, how in the world do they start when they see this person day and night and, you know, right. there's no.
So even it would even be planning some away time from each other. So getting a moment to yourself, have a safe space if you can, a place that you just retreat to,
okay.
for you alone. Whether that is an hour out of the day, or whatever. But again, it gives you that time to just relax, re-up. You know, give you that break time. Like going back to what we were talking about earlier, like how we don't have that break time where you would at 8 hours a day go to work. Well, you can still try to be intentional about taking space from your partner, just so that way you can still have a breather. You can just have a moment to you. You can just clear your mind for a second. And so I would even incorporate that into a plan. But you can, even though you guys are spending time together all day long, how much of that is actually quality time that you're spending together?
Ooh,
so there is
explain.
A difference between.
What is the professional opinion? What is the difference between time and quality time? Because
quality time is more intentional. Quality time is I am making this only about me and you, versus we're just in the room together.
Mm.
So. Let's say, for example, my husband and I decide to watch a TV show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're watching TV I'm on my phone, he's on his phone, we're watching it together, we're technically spending time, but is that time quality? Not really, because we're not really paying attention to each other.
Okay.
So just because you're in the room with each other and you guys are next to each other doesn't necessarily mean that that time is quality, because we're not really engaging with each other. Now, if I were to say, hey, let's...
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
You know what they say. Early bird gets the ultimate vacation home. Book early and save over $120 with Vrbo. Because early gets you closer to the action, whether it's waves lapping at the shore or snoozing in a hammock that overlooks, well, whatever you want it to. So you can all enjoy the payoff come summer with Vrbo's early booking deals. Rise and shine. Average savings $141. Select homes only.
Let's intentionally put on a YouTube video with some background noise and pretend we're on a picnic in the living room. Well, then that would be more quality, because we're paying attention to each other. We're intentionally dating. We're looking at each other in each other's eyes. We're laughing together. So it makes the time more meaningful versus just kind of just like hanging out on the couch.
Oh, wow.
Watching Netflix.
So listen, y'all, Netflix and chilling is not quality. No, stop. that is not quality time. All right? That is not. All right.
Well, again, it's all about the intention too. So you can still do Netflix and chill, but how intentional are you? What is the intentionality behind it?
Oh,
how
okay.
engaged are you with this show or movie that you're watching?
Oh, okay. All right. Makes sense. Okay, cool.
Right.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds awesome. All right. So I'm gonna give you some rapid fire and I've got a couple of things, and just take about 30 seconds for each word that I give you, and give the listeners your take or your definition. They're all things that you've discussed today. But just give 30 seconds and give us your spiel on each one. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one, marriage.
Marriage? Oh my goodness. I'm in the hot seat, aren't I? So you just want me to talk about it?
Yeah. Just 30 okay. seconds.
Okay. Marriage, I think, is a beautiful thing. I think it is a great partnership if it's done right. And I think that the more that we learn about ourselves, the more that we learn about our partners, it'll only make our marriage even stronger.
Relationship.
Was that 30 seconds?
Yep. Relationship.
Oh. Relationship will always take two people. So it takes two people to be in a relationship. So if one person is invested and the other person is not, how much of a relationship is it?
Ooh. Oh, she didn't got.
Whoa, okay.
Uh-oh. All right. How about these two? You ready? Partner.
Yeah. Partner. A partner to me is defined as someone that you can go to talk about the good, the bad, the strengths, the weaknesses. A partner is someone who is going to be there for you to support you emotionally, and just be that person to go with you through every trial and tribulation.
Okay. Spouse.
Mm-hmm. Spouse is your, at least to me, should be your road dog, the person that always holds you down, that person that you can connect with on a spiritual level, mm-hmm. a sexual level, an emotional level. That person that is like your best friend.
Oh, wow. Ooh, the best friend. All right. How about this one? You ready for this one? Emotions.
I think so. Emotions. My favorite topic.
All 100 plus of them.
all 100. Emotions, to me, is something that needs to be talked a lot more about in our society. Emotions, like I said before, is the thing that is constantly at play in every conversation that you have. And if you don't know how you feel, then you don't know how to properly communicate when you're experiencing a negative emotion.
Oh, wow. What about argument?
Arguments happen in every relationship. Mm. It's all about your ability to fight fair in an argument. So raising voices is not a good idea in an argument. Being able to communicate and get to the root of it is how arguments should play out.
Okay. Last one. Ready? Dating.
I think so.
Dating.
What is dating?
Uh-huh.
Dating is an intentional process. Dating gives you room to get to know each other more, and dating allows you to connect. Dating is something that all couples should do, whether married or not, because it allows you to continue to see who that person is. And yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you took that in stride. Well done.
So, I tried my best.
So last question. There's this show, and I'm not sure if you've ever seen it. Me and my wife are like fanatics. We watch it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Married at First Sight.
Uh-huh.
And have you ever seen it?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
I told myself I wanted to watch it after I watched Love is Blind.
Oh, yes.
So, no, I have not seen an episode of Married at First Sight.
So, yeah. So the premise of this, and I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine doing something like that. First of all,
yeah,
but doing something like that now, I can't even imagine. So basically, for those that have not watched it, Married at First Sight are about, usually they have four or five couples. I think they had five the first time this season, but individuals who have never seen each other, never spoken, never even knew that the other existed, meet at the altar, legally get married.
They meet at the altar.
And they go about their way for, I think, 8 weeks and try to, you know, traverse this thing called marriage without dating. And I found it so interesting the way you explained dating. And they know dating. They're actually dating, but already married. And then at the end of eight weeks, they have the decision. They have the ability to make the decision of whether or not they want to stay married. That's what the show is about. Hmm. What do you think about? I can't even fathom doing that without a pandemic. How in the world?
How do they connect the couples? Do they do some type of questionnaire and match them that way? Like, how do they?
They have a long, drawn out process, questionnaires, forms, multiple interviews. There are I think there's three. They have three this year. I think three coaches or professionals that pretty much monitor the couples and offer them, advice throughout the process. And so that's how, and then based on, they pick these individuals out of thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and they pick these six or eight individuals, link them up.
Wow.
And it's great for TV. Look, I wouldn't say do it at all. Yeah, it's great for TV. But I can't. What are your thoughts on something like that?
Wow. I don't even know what to think about that. That is so wild to me.
I know what you're about to go watch. No, because
right. Do they, do some of them actually stay with the person?
Yeah, there are. Yes. Yes, there are a couple of them that are still happily married with children. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So, I guess based on the questionnaires that they give, but like you said, it's a long, drawn-out process that go through to be able to match these people. And so I think that that probably may help with the relationships that are able to stay together because of the matchmaking process.
Right.
So I guess the show is kind of trying to highlight the fact that based on our system, we can figure out who matches with who. And so on paper, things probably line up very well. But of course, once you meet that person, you just never know. Mm. When you think about people's communication styles, the way that they grew up, any past traumas, those things I would assume probably aren't necessarily on that paper. And so I'm sure that impacts a lot of their relationships as well.
You really need to watch it because you just hit the nail. You hit the nail square on the head. That those those areas that you just named are huge in this show. Huge. So yeah, So okay, that's validation. See, that's validation, people. She knows what she's talking about.
Right.
That's validation. She ain't even watched the show, and I'm telling you, if you watch it, those things are huge with these people.
Yeah.
And as they're working through their stuff. So awesome. So Janelle, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Can you tell us exactly how we can find you, any social media outlets, website, anything? How can the listeners find you and maybe garner your services?
Gotcha. Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at Janelle Dawsey. That's spelled JanelleDawsey. My website is also JanelleDawsey.com. On Facebook, you can find me at Janelle Dawsey. So it's pretty simple. I have everything kind of the same, which is my name.
Awesome.
So it's easy to find me.
Awesome. So we greatly appreciate it. This was so informative, and it was more informative than I actually thought it would be. I felt like I was on the couch, y'all. I felt like I was going through. So we appreciate you stopping by and educating us and just giving us a little bit of your knowledge, man. And we hope that you would come back, maybe at a later date and drop some more on us. But I greatly appreciate it. Again, guys, listen for the next episode, episodes coming up. You can always find us at lifestrongpodcast.org. Until then, I'm your man, AC. Peace.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.